year down in Basar Chala by the Rosh Yeshiva, continued Chav Gimel Tammuz Heitav Shimim Zayin, July 20th, 1987, and Monday continued.
So one of the Nishakir Breshid Ben would be called a Ben. One of the Nishakir Breshid Ben would be an apple, or sometimes it's called Mamutin. It's the same thing. In an av, Mamutino is the same thing. So there is a Mamutino in an av from one person, and there is a being an av from another person. Now, what's the difference between the Binyanav and the Torah? What's the difference? They seem alike. Well, there's one difference. Binyanav, a Mamutino, means not just one item, one premise is relatively stringent, the other premise is correct, relatively lenient. They're both the same. One is not any more stringent than the other, one is not, nor is one more lenient than the other. So then we say, just as the Torah says in regard to this premise, which is on the same level. Whenever you learn out one from the other, so you have a Lamed and you have a Lamed. You have a Lamed and a Lamed. So the Lamed is the item from which we try to deduce, and the Lamed is the item that is deduced. So in Kalvachimera, so the Lamed is, let's say, this kind of Kalvachimera. When you learn how Po'o, the Homerang, from Po'o of Chalabini. So the Po'o is the Homerang, the sweetest verse. And Chalabini is the lenient, the cow, the relatively cow terms. So the Chalabini is the Lamed. And the Chalapo'o is the Lamed. The Lamed. And the same thing, so the Lamed is relatively homo as against the Lamed Chalabine, which is relatively common, that's a common. But the poles, Chalabine and Chalapro, would be on the same level. Neither premise being relatively homo, nor being relatively on the same level, then it's not a common, then it's a being enough. Now we have a being enough because of Echod, and we have a Binyanav Mishneitzah. One of the times I have the whole educational system in the day schools, all the day schools in America, all the day schools, modern and old-fashioned, Hasidic and Islamic, they don't teach the children Siddur. They don't teach Siddur the children. That's the first thing that should be taught. Be Siddur. Before you learn Chumash, you have to learn Siddur Torah. Wow. And then before you learn Gemara, you have to learn Chumash and Rashi Torah. So, Siddur they don't learn teach properly, Chumash they don't teach properly. So, we have many problems to the students. It's not their fault, it's the fault of the system in the day school. And I have been giving shul for many, many years, as I saw some gifted students. And they had difficulties in Gemara overcoming. Why? Because when they went to day school, so the Rebbe, when he taught them Mishpotim, so he hit the floor, I mean, he covered it. Mishpotim should learn. Have a year, please. Not to be cautious, I should watch. That's the way to learn Chumash. Before you start teaching Chumash, you should learn Siddur. So that's because of that, so he followed them up and he pursued them over the years. And see, I mean, sometimes you can find Mitzionim. They know about the media, they know everything. They're trying everything. but what is called Mayla the Air, you know. You know everything. Say, see this, high, air. But what is called Mayla the Air? So for example, every day in saying that, the Bishmur, how many know the Pshat in the Bishmur? How many know? What is being out in God's devil? What is being out in himself? What is co-worship that all your things are being out of the children? Why don't they teach us examples? Of course we have to spend time. Instead of spending time on myself, they should spend time on these things. Then they wouldn't have any difficulty. There are many students who become born with these issues. Why students? Because the Rebbe did this year, and he discusses something like this. Matter of fact, years ago, in New York, about 30 years ago, I was invited to speak at a certain academic, some other world table academic, and he gave, it just happened, it was this one month. So, and he was a big Yahweh, the talk, but he didn't put it all back forward. He's been giving it back to the Mashiach for many years. He's bought the shots, so I didn't bother to go to the Gemara. So he's in there, and he didn't know the shots in the Gemara. So he was just standing for saying one thing and another thing, you know. And everybody listening, no one knew what he was talking about. And he didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't know. Why? Because the Dorian people don't know the Sages, the Moshe. I mean, before you start teaching Chumash, you should go over the Seder. The Seder. Know the meaning of the Torah. Know, I mean, what they're talking about. How many Yeshiva students know the meaning of the Seder, of the Shemesh? I'm sure you'll find many Yeshiva students, high school students at least, who do not know what this one of Shemesh means. I don't know. Why should they know? How should they know? They're rather being told, because you don't teach it. You teach even how to read what to explain to them. What do you mean? Alright, anyway. So, Binov because of the whole, and Binov shakes it. So, Binov and Kalachim are similar. In other words, it's learning out one from the other. Three similarities. Because of, I don't want to use the Russian analogy, because analogy is, in English is used for hekesh, which is not the right term, because it's very confusing when you say hekesh. I mean, you're also voiced on analogy. What kind of analogy? It's not that. You can use it, but so I will use, but that's the term that is used in English. Hekesh, the translation is Tino, analogy. So I don't want to use analogy. But both Kalchina and Minyan are based on the principle of the logical analogy. But Kalchina, the analogy is more authentic because it's not just analogy, it's not just analogy. It's more. So there is a similarity between the Kalchina and the Minyan. And the Bina. So there is a Bina because of Echol, and there is a Bina which makes. So Bina because of Echol means when we learn out from one person. Come on. Bina which makes means when we learn it out from two, not from one. So Kalvaina could also be. Now here there is a very important question. Are we dealing with Kalchina or are we dealing with the Bina? What is it? If you learn out from one thing, so then the difference between the Kalchina and the Bina is very simply that Kalchina means that you are trying to learn it out. You try to deduce a relatively homer premise from a relatively cow premise, and the Bina, because of that whole means you are trying to use same level, Chomer, same level, Kal, one premise from the other. Mishnei Ketuvim, Mishnei Ksuvim. Now whether this is called Chema or Bina, so that's another question. But when the words is here, so Mala, Teisei, Mei Teisei, Teisei, so we learn how to call Chema from Mal, Mali, that is relatively calm, because it's Mutabal, so still it has the Chumre of being subject to the Israel of Yishuv of the Chumre, so, clay that is relatively humble because it's also a boy, certainly should be subject to the chumre that Imi has of both of the humble. So then we have to feel it's not completely relatively cow as against a chesed tamo that is relatively humble. So, in a the so-called relatively cold premise is not completely relatively cold. In a certain respect, it's humble. So then we say, no, you couldn't say that the reason is why in a that in one respect it's relatively humble, as against a basic tunnel. So it's also the bishop of the hollow because of that humre of osa bishrike, because we already learned out from the extra people of Kalabimei that Chesed Elo is also subject, and the Chesed Elo does not possess that aspect of humre of being osa bishrike, and still it is subject to the Yisrael was the hollow, so we can learn out the Chesed Elo also. So at first, we try to learn it out from Ime. Now, we are trying to learn it out from Achesi Adelo. Achesi Adelo. But then, so the Gemara says, Mala Achesi Adelo shall be Yichus Ime in Dio Nisas. But Achesi Adelo, you cannot learn it out from the Achesi Adelo premise. Because Achesi Adelo premise also has an extra chumre that a chetzi aktana does not have. What's the relative chumre, the extra chumre that a chetzi adela has, that a chetzi aktana does not possess, because a chetzi adela is unich misalimul idiomitzas. Whereas a chetzi aktana is unich misalimul idiomitzas. How can you learn out? So then we say, unich. So again, what is that? We are not playing ping pong here. So what is it? From which premise are we learning it out? Are we learning it out from the premise of Imei, or from the premise of we're learning out from the premise of Achesi Adel? At first, it seems that we learned out Pesach. So what is the Malami? Ime is the Malami. But then we made Pirkha, we mentioned Pirkha, Malami, Shemes, and Bishrike, so Ime cannot be in Malami. So then we say, Achis Deo Techech. So the Malami is not in the Achis Deo. Then we mentioned Pirkha as against Achis Adelo. So it's Mal Achis Deo, Shemes, and Bishrike. So again we mentioned Ime. So what is it? We are Chizeya. We are Chizeya. And again, we go back and we say, no, we don't learn it out from Achesed Elo. We learn it out from Ime. No, so the Chodrat. So what is it? We have plenty of people. So we learn out from both. We learn out from both. So in other words, we cannot learn out, so we have two Milamed here. One Milamed is Ime. But Ime by itself cannot serve as Milamed. It's inadequate. Because we have to give. So we have to resort, we have to acquire another one. Achesed Elo. But Achesed Elo by itself is also inadequate. So we have to resort to the one. So that's Mishneksu. That's Mishneksu. That's the Chozaradin. Chozaradin means that we have two milam. Mishnah, so we have two milam, and so it's So then in order like this, why do we have to resort to melamdim? Because each melamed by itself has a pircha. What kind of pircha? A pircha of kula dechum, a real pircha. So let's say, the melamed of me by itself is not a good melamed, because it has a pircha, malimish chenesu mebishkite, it's not completely on the relative scale. A union fence. It has a chumra too. It's a total fence as against the lamed. So then we apply another lamed, chesidelo. So chesidelo does not possess the chumra of being bosa b'shrute, but it possesses another chumra that it's also a boy. So we have recourse to both of them. In order to report this matzav of both lamim properly, in order to report it properly, we have to mention a chumra that both lamim have that the lamim does not have. Then we report the matzav. But if we are not able to point out a common chumra possessed by both lamim and not possessed by the lamim, so then the matzad is effective, is in Kenyan. So that's the mechanics of the matzad. Now the question is this, and there and that there is a machlokes between, the Rishonim who not fights for it, and the mechanics of the Yiddish Atirakash. He did not fight for it. But there are two Rishonim, and Shishin King, and he wrote the Sefer HaKrisus, and that's a Sefer that discusses the mechanics of the Yiddish Atirah Drashis, and the form of Kochim and the Chobay and the Hekesh and the Al-Pat-Kval, that's a little by itself, it's a very difficult thing, very difficult. We don't have any Rishonim who wrote for my Tesis, which is for Tesis, because Tesis is the creation of Shas and Melech. Takes special one. But it's special chidah, so there are only two Rishonim. One Rishonim is Sefer HaKrisus, was written by Shishin King, and then there is a Sefer by a Rishonim, Halicha Seyon. And then the Shlo, in Shnei Luchot Sapris, he discusses the Shlo, the Shlo is really the first encyclopedia that was written from the Torah. This is the Shlom. The Shnei Luchot Sapris is written according to the alphabet. So that's really the first encyclopedia. So we have the machleket between the Halicha Seyon and the Shlom. Does the Shnei have the Shlom yet?
Yeah.
The Halicha Seyon now?
No.
See, I chose it now. So there is a machleket between the Halicha Seyon and the Shlom. All the matzat of Chozradim, what's the mechanics of Chozradim? That means we try it first. We try to deduce a kalachim, certainly a kalachim, either a kalachim from the homo or a homo from the kal. In this case, it's a homo from the kal. So a chesiak tamaro, which is relatively homo, because it's luminous for you in the avoy, so we are trying to do so relatively. Haktano, which is less for you in the avoy, so it's relatively homo as against Dine, which is not less for you in the avoy. We're trying to use from the count. So at first we try to use Achese Haktano from the count. But then the more mentioned pirch, Imei has a special chumre that the woman, the Chizat Hamel, was not possessed. So then the more mentioned is another lamed, the Chizat Deva. So then the more mentioned is a chumre that the Chizat Deva possesses, that the Chizat Hamel does not possess. So then the more is a jinnikachia. So it's chazar. In other words, we are trying to deduce Achei Se'ak Tamo, which is relatively humble from Imei and the Chetzia Deilo, which are relatively common. So from one Milane to Kutu is, because if we apply only one Milane, Imei, so then there is a pirach of Kumer the Humre, that Imei possesses in Humre, that the Chetzia Deilo does not possess. From the other Milane, we couldn't deduce either, because again it has a Humre. Achis Adelo has a humre that the Yichus and Yimmy deal with Sasseir, that the moment clay does not have, and it could be used from a single one. But from the combination of the two belonging together, we could use. Because you have no pirche against the combination. So the combination of the two lambing, Imei and Achisei Adelo, acts as a unit, like one. In order to invoke the Mamatimu, then you have to find the Humre that is coming to both lambing, and it's not possessed by the lambing. That will be both the Mamatimu. But as long as you cannot find a Humre that is possessed, that is coming to both lambing, and unpossessed by Achisei Adelo, so the Mamotzinu even came in. He didn't get it. So since we have no Humre that is coming to go from, so then we have a real opposite. We have no beer. So the question is this. So the final analysis, what kind of Yalpusi is it? Is it the Yalpusi of Kalachemea, or is it the Yalpusi of the Dimanah? So on that point, there is the machlekes between the Aliches Elom, and Mr. Shlom. The Aliches Elom says that things, each Muhammad by itself, cannot function anymore. Imei by itself cannot function anymore, because there is birch. Imei possesses a humre that the moment does not have, that the Achisei Adelo does not have. What's the humre that Imei, the Melamed, possesses, that the Achisei Adelo does not possess, because it's necessarily beschrieben. So, and the Achisei Adelo cannot function as a soul Melamed either, because it also possesses a humre. Because it's when Yichlis in Yuri Yuri Sasseir that the Lomay does not possess. So the Alichas Elam says, Mele, it's not the Yalchus of Tawahim. It's the Yalchus of Binyanav, of Binyanav Mishemse. Now we have Binyanav because of the Chod, and we have the Binyanav Mishemse. Kalvachim there. The Alichas Elam says, there is no Kalachim and Mishnitz. The Kalachim is Kosovo. And if we cannot learn it out from Kosovo, because the Kosovo, the Lamed, has a Humre that the Lamed does not have, so there is no Kalachim. But when we do say Chazar Avil, so the Alich Tzilom says, then the Alfusi is effective as it being an Abishniksu, not as it being an Av, not as a Kalachemea, but as it being an Abishniksu. Whereas the Shloss says no, that every time we have the Alfusa of Chazar Adin, so then the entire analysis is the Alfusa of the Kalachemea. Because the Chazar Adin is only cancels out the pirche of the Kalachema. In other words, like this, a Kalachema cannot be applied in the Kalachema as a pirche. A pirche of Kula de Humre, what does a pirche of Kula de Humre mean? In other words, it can show that even we try to reduce a cow premise from, I mean a homo premise van Kaufen, zie je Homo van Kaufen. A Homo Femis van Kaufen is, and if we show a Kirche, Malin and Lamy, that it's not completely Kaufen, it has a Homone, then Lamy does not have. So if we can mention another Lamy that has the same deen as the Lamy, as the first Lamy, while even though it doesn't possess the chumre that the first lamed has. For example, here. So, the first lamed is in it, but ime is not effective as his soul lamed. Why not? Because it possesses the chumre that the lamed does not possess. What chumre does the first lamed even possess that the lamed does not possess? He possesses that So it's a chumre, whereas the lomei does not possess the chumre of neshoi mishu. So we cannot learn out the lomei from the lami imei, because we can say maybe that the lami, which in one respect is linear, still has the chumre of being subject to the Yisra HaPosteror, because while it's lenient in one respect, it has a special chumre in another respect, and the moment does not have that special chumre. So we say, Deo Tichiach, Achis Deo Tichiach, also has the chumre of being subject to the Yisra HaPosteror, even though it doesn't possess the special chumre of being nishchet together. So we see that this special chumre of being nishchet together, being echol, is not the cause of the chumre of being subject to this of bishul basechol, because if that had been the cause of the chumre of basechol echol, so then it shouldn't apply, that chumre shouldn't apply to Achesi Adelo, and we see that a chumre of Bishop Basel Beholo applies to Achesi Adelo, even though Achesi Adelo does not possess the chumre of being Osef, the Mishcha, the Inachot. So, Mimele, it's a raya that the chumre of being Mishcha, the Inachot, does not have a cause and effect relationship with the chumre of being subject to the Yisra HaPosteror. Once we point out that there is no cause and effect relationship between the chumre of being Yisra HaPosteror and the chumre of being subject to Bishul Basel Becholov, so mele that cancels out the pirche of Ma'alime Shechinesrim Bishchiteh. So this pirche of Ma'alime Shechinesrim Bishchiteh is no pirche. If it's no pirche, so then we learn out everything from it. This is how the short says. But the Aruch HaSeimon says no. The pirche of Ma'alime Shechinesrim Bishchiteh in kind of analysis is a pirche. And that rebuts the Yalfus of the Kal Vachomer. But we say, Achesi Deilo Dechiach and Chozer Adin, so then it's a Yalfus of being an Av Mishnei Ksuvim. It's not a Yalfus of Kal Vachomer. It's a Yalfus of being an Av Mishnei Ksuvim. I mean, in my opinion, I don't know, I mean, I don't want to say it because this is so obscure and Indian, the mechanics of which are still impressive there, and we don't have Rishayim, we discuss it elaborately, only a few Rishayim, so it's difficult to say this far. But what the Halich HaSeilom says seems very reasonable, but what the Shua says also makes good sense. In other words, according to Halich HaSeilom, so whenever we say Chozer Adin, so it's not a Yalfus of Kal Vachomer anymore. Because, let's say in this case, since we the Pirche Malinime, Shachinescu, Ishrike, so that he bots the validity of the Kalahina. So true, we say, but in time analysis, the Alikasilum says it's not the Alpuse of Kalahina, it's the Alpuse of being a Navi Shakespeare. Whereas the Shlosh says, no, since there is a Techiach on each Mlamit and the Pirchet of against each Mlamit by itself, there is a Techiach, so that means that there is no Pirchet. There is no Pirchet, and the Yalfuse in final analysis is the Yalfuse of the Kalvachena Famine. But the Mlamit, according to the Halichaselon, we have two Mlamit. If we have two Mlamit, so then it is in Akashnik Zuri. According to the Shlom, in final analysis, Kodrahim is the Yalfuse of the Kalvachena. And the Kalvachena and the Kalvachena we don't have Shnik Zuri. Isaac and Ishmael does the same with Kalvachena because Bechor is Kalvachena and Shnikes. So this one may call it Kalvachena and Molai because there is no such thing. The Kalvachena and Shnikes. The Kalvachena by definition is because of Bechor. There is no such thing as the Kalvachena and Shnikes. But according to the Shlom, you should say that the Shlom should say Kalvachena and because of Bechor, Kalvachena and Shnikes. The answer is, no, it's really because of that. The primary melamed is in it. And the Chesed Adrilo is only an auxiliary melamed. It's an aid, it's an assistant melamed. It's not a primary melamed. It's an assistant melamed. In other words, the primary melamed is in it. Because in Pime, which is relatively cow, which is relatively homo, that it's necessarily the avoy. I'm sorry, if he made that it's relatively cow, it's only necessarily the avoy. Still possesses the homo of being or serving bishop of the holo, Pascal of the homo, the Kalahenea, the crazy actam, which is relatively homo, and that it's also the avoy. Is certain. So then there is a pirkah. Ime is not completely relatively calm. Ime in one respect is relatively calm, but in one respect it's relatively humble as against Achilles Akhtam. In what respect is Ime relatively humble as against Achilles Akhtam? Akhtam in the respect that email is necessarily mishrite, whereas Achilles Akhtam is not necessarily mishrite. So then we say, Achilles say, ha, 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 Achilles say, Adela Techiach is not necessarily mishrite, and it still possesses the humre of being subject to the Isa of Rosh HaBachomot together. So that's a raya, that the special humra possessed by Ime in being Nesav Yishchite Ime, in Echor, is not the cause of the other humra of being subject to the Yisrael, of being Mizbashim. Because you see that this humra of being Gosav and Yishchite together applies to Achiz Agil too, even though Achiz Agil was not at that cause of possessing the humre of being osat b'nishat b'nishat. So that means there is no cause and effect relationship between the humre of being osat b'nishat b'nishat and the humre of being osat b'nishat 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 together. If there is no cause and effect relationship, so maybe there's no pirch. So it's only shachin shad beilon and analysis is only an auxiliary. Don't assist, and that you'll see the washing Rashi in Isaiah. You'll see the washing. The Malam Sheni in Isaiah, you'll find it in many Rashis. So that's how the Shlo explains. All right. Anyway, so Hashem is also the Chayyim and the other Rashi of Tano. She was also the Rashi of Olo. So the Malam Sheni Hoche, Achesi Avelo, Name Tisri Bonai. Case So why do you learn? So why do you say that you learn how to chase Adilo from the posse of Kalavim, the extra people of Kalavim? And then Achensi Akano, you learn now from the two Lamzin, Hime, and Achensi Akano, you learn now from the two Lamzin, Hime, and Achensi Adelo, favorite verse. Yoch Achensi Adelo, now it is in Nach. In Yochanan. So let's see. Malin, and Rashi. Malum Yochachis Adil Nam Bizinai Mimei Machis Itano Umi Chotzi Adin Sha'arei Mohoshi Bolo Chotzi Adin Min. Whenever the Gemara mentions of Mora or Shein Mesh Chotzi Adin means when it's not Chotzi Adin, when it's not Chotzi, Chotzi Adin means like the Alpuse of Achis Atano Fahmini Achis Adil. So first we learn out from so then they declare, Maluhei Shaknesan Bishnit. So then he says, Chis Adil Tachil. So then they declare against Chis Adil. Malach is Adil Shemichsin Yidul Sasser. So then we say again, Imichich. That's Chos Adil, because we say again, Imichich. That was the people. Again, Imichich. So that's Kohadi. But suppose we wouldn't be able to say again mitzchiyah. We wouldn't be able to say mitzchiyah. It wouldn't be chosaradim. Then it would be a kalvachimah mechotia. Now we see the machlekes between Dalich Tzeilah and the Shlo. The Shlo saying that whenever we say chosaradim, so final analysis in our push of the kalvachimah. And the Ramatzinu is only to eliminate the pilche against the first melamed. That's only when it's chosar. When it's chosar. But when it's not chosar adin, when it's not chosar adin, then everybody agrees that in final analysis it's the alpus of kolchina, not the alpus of bina. When does the Alich HaSeilom say that in final analysis it's not the Yalpus of Kalchena, but it's the Yalpus of Mbiyanav and Shnei Ksubim? That's only when we say Chozer Adin. But when it's not Chozer Adin, then everybody agrees that in final analysis it's the Yalpus of Kalchena. Now, let's see this Rashi. It can be joined in Maisa Behemoth, so it's relatively cow. So still it has the Chumre of Nesrim and Bisho. So Achei say Deilo that is relatively homo, because it's not the kindred. It's not the same thing we got in Maisa Behemoth. It's not the Chnesrim and Lidio and Bisho. Certainly, so the relatively homo premise, Achensi Deilo, certainly should possess the chumre possessed by relatively cow premise by him. Vichipal ches, mal yimei, mal Achensi Adeilo, shechemes loimi bishchite. So maybe the reason as to why yimei, which you say is relatively cow, is subject to the chumre of being gosser, the bishul gosser, the holo, because it possesses an extra chumre of being nishchad v'yumechot. Mashe'inkei, achensik deilo, that does not possess that extra chumre of being nishchad v'yumechot together. So maybe it doesn't possess the chumre of he doesn't possess the chumre of being subject to the yisrael, of being his bashil bosom chalof together, biyacha. Either maybe the chumre of being nescho yimei b'shchite b'yinechot is the cause of the other chumre, of being osel to be his bashil together. So then we say, achei siktano techiach, achei siktano. We have to hold our breath for a moment because there is a kasha. But let's hold our breath because achei siktano is a raya that the chumre of possessed by ime, not the mishra b'yimechos, is not the cause of the chumre of being his basal bosom of all together. Because achei siktano, or by achei siktano, clay does not possess the chumre. Achei siktano does not possess the chumre of being nishcha b'yimechos together, and still he possesses the chumre of being osea bosom b'chol of together. So there is no cause and effect relationship. So mele, that eliminates the pirche of mali ime shechemishcha b'yimechos. So achei siktano techiach, that it is nishcha b'yimechos, eliminates the pirche of mali ime shechemishchot b'yimechos. So that's called mechot yadin, because we cannot say mali achei siktano shechemishchot b'yimechos. Is nechnosin idealizas. So this is yalpusin hotzian. Yalpusin hotzian in final analysis is certainly yalpusin kochina. The machleket between our Salem and the Shlo is in regard to a mamatzinu that is in koach. If we could say, achei say, achtano techiyah, then there would be the machleket. But here we cannot say achei say achtano techiyah. So that certainly yaufuse of ikalochena, not the yaufuse of being nervous. Now let's see the Rashi of that. Meinei, so he says, you are achei say, 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 שאין נושבו לא נוכל אני לא מהים שנעתו לדירס ומפישו אך הסביר לי קוש וחיתר חסמאל ימשכנת ומשכנתים אך הסיתרו אך הסיתר לתחייה ויסו לכל נפח מה אך הסיתר לשכון ירסו אלמי מפול בגיל נפטו that's the problem when it's not briefly פול בגיל is when we cannot say the חוזרדי if you say חוזרדי like ping pong so then it's cool. But if you cannot say, if you have no pirche, if you have no pirche against the Adam Lameid, so then it's pogonic, kashamai. So it's very good, except there is one flaw here. Vikashem, pirche neim na'achei sitanu techiach, ha'akata mekanu la'achei sitanu nisuot. So how can we say, achei say, because before when the Gemara did use first Achesit Deilofa, the Achesit Deilofa from the Posik of Chalavim made in Torah Kor. So we know Ime is also the most of the Cholot because the whole Posik is Mashi Chalavim. And we know that Achesit Deilofa is also because of the extra of Chaladime in Gisiso. So in Mele we can say Achei Tzei Adil Techiyah. But now the Mori is asking without any posit for Achei Tzei Aktama. And then we are trying to learn how Achei Tzei So we are trying to learn out Achei Tzei Aktano, and then So Achesi Delo Mignaye Famine and Achesi Tano, when we don't have it possible for Achesi Atano. Before the Gemara mentioned the posik for Achesi Adelo, the ribu of Kalabime in Kisisa. So we have the posik, the Gabine, the posik in Mishpatim, and we have the posik, the ribu in Kisisa, Kalabime the second time, the Gabi Achesi Adelo. So then, when we try to use Achesi Adelo, so the Gemara can say Achesi Adelo to Chia. But now the Gemara says, why don't we deduce it the other way? So in other words, we don't have any passage of the ribu of chalav behime, because chalav behime, the chalavime, the Gemara applies a kiyas for the chalomina. So we have no passage for achesi atam. So how can the Gemara say? How can the Gemara say Achesi Atano Minayim? Some circular reasoning. That's the flaw. It's a very strong kasha. The kasha he chenemi Achesi Atano Dechia. Hakatu ikanu Achesi Atano Dechia. Vani shomayki yoret. My kasha says so. That's a very strong kasha. That wouldn't make sense. And that means that the Chotzi Adinu would be able to deduce Achesi Adelo. And so we say, my human that is relatively cowed, Shechnes Tziri Dili Sasir, still possesses the Chumre of Neshon Yibisho. So Achesi Adelo that is relatively humble, that is not the Chnes Tziri Dili Sasir. So certainly she possesses the Chumre of Neshon Yibisho. So then, the Chitavas Malime, so the so-called relatively cow premise of Ime possesses the Chumre of Neshul Yibishin because it possesses another Chumre that is Neshul Bishritetem Vachis Bele, it doesn't possess another Chumre. So maybe it doesn't possess this Chumre either. So Achistan Techiach does not possess the other Chumre of Neshul Yibishritetem, and still it possesses the Chumre of being Nessa the Bishop of the Cholot. So it's a raya that there is no cause and effect relationship between the Chumre of Nessa the Shrike and the Chumre of Nessa the Bishop. But the Kashi is, but the circular reasoning, how can we say Achei Satan Tafiyah? So how do we know that Achei Satan plays yourself the Bishop of the Cholot? So apparently these machines hold. I mean, there is no other way. They hold that as far as play is concerned, in view of the fact that in regard to the necessary deal in Sasir, so plan D are comprised within Tzayim, so Mele without any extra Tzuki. So play is comprised within D. In the tradition, we don't need an extra clause. So then it's simple, then it's not so difficult. Otherwise, it looks ridiculous, I mean, the Pshat of the Shem. But that must have been their shit in the English. In other words, we see this is the Atanoim, Rashi put it out, the Atanoim who say that Behemo and Kle are implicit in the future. But Tanoim Israel is Chelik. So Israel in respect to Behemo, because Behemo is not implicit in the Shukishon Mikro of Dig being the goat, and Behemo and cow is not the goat. But as far as clay is concerned, even the Tanna of Dig writes in view of the fact that the Torah in regard to Maisa Behemo comprises, includes goats and lambs in the same category of Tzeh, Bok of Tzeh, the whole mass of Bok of Tzeh. Bok means cows, Torah, and Tzeh means sheep. So sheep means goats and lambs. So mainly in view of the fact that it's necessarily dealing with Sasaya, they can be joined together. In other words, five goats and five lambs can be joined together. So that means that And where is China? So it's implicit in the tradition we call. So maybe we cannot say that there is the flaw of circular reasoning. Why circular reasoning? No circular reasoning! We have no yito. We have no yito for play. We don't need yito for play. Plenty is China. There are plenty and nothing in the other. So there's a such difference. Banish on my feet, or then you know, say, Elo, the Halabim, normally, London, boy, normally. So that's Kim Haida, the Morris Kashi. So why do we need Halabim? So then, other Kashi that is very finished, might be all we need it for Isaac Tano. No, the answer is Isaac Tano, according to the Shem, we don't need it possible. It's included in the tradition we call D, because D, and play there's the same category. The Chnosim Yeridiel Yisase, you can join five goats and five lambs and be Mahfush Maisavenu. Indiscriminately. So, in other words, if by chance the tenth one is a lamb, so it's Maisavenu and the five goats and the five lambs. If by chance the tenth one that comes out from the stable is a goat, still my slave. So it's one category. So it's implicit in the finish of the call. So maybe we can say, ach, it's a town, even though we have no posse. We don't need the posse for play. We need the posse for Paul. But for play, we don't need it. Oh, so the Gemara says, so then, so what do we do? What do we learn out from how we made? In Kisiso, and the Chaladim, and what do we do? What do we He asked for the night. In other words, suppose he's Mivashel. He's Mivashel. The D, not in the hollow of the mother. But he's Mivashel the D in the hollow of the baby D itself. It's a female D. And he's Mivashel the D, the baby D, together with the milk of the D. Suppose the baby D has milk. Has milk and young Basha, he asked the Halloween night. I'm not going to have him. Umab, the walking chain is let's go over before we go over the gates and get down. Umab, because once we say this, so then the Amishamite shot is not it. Like this, it doesn't make sense. But once we say this, it's not it at all. So it's even more simple than the gates and get down. So, I'm going to come ahead. Uma, the walking chimneys are pretty big. Let's say, Nessa Pumoei. Bishrito, in other words, you are allowed to share two children of the baby, two sisters, or a father and sister baby. Bina, you're not allowed to share a mother pain and a child pain, but two sisters, two brothers, and two sisters, behemoth yara. So, three is relatively calm. Still, nesa pri may be shrit. So, what is relatively humble, and what is relatively calm? So kli is relatively calm, and kli moein is relatively calm. So ma b'mokim sheines a kli b'shri. So which is a relatively calm place. So it's not osel b'shri. Let's say two offspring, two products of the parents is relatively calm. I mean the. And two sisters is relatively calm, and they are mutabishu. Still, they have the chumre, the two brothers, two sisters, you call them like pre. I mean, the milk of the mother, that's a product obtained from the mother, that's a pre of the mother, milk. And the child is also, this is an apa, And this is the problem. So the baby D is a parent of the mother. The milk of the mother is also a parent of the mother. So two parents, two sisters, are moved out to the Nishvamina. So that's relatively cow. Still the relatively cow comes of clean clean, possesses the homeland. So of being also a visual, so the relatively homo, mocking Shenesa, pre-visual, so the relatively homo, so certainly should be possess the homo, say it should be on Nesa pre-visual. So we could learn it out from a Kalahena. So again, the kind of why we have to resolve to the positive, so we can reduce from the kalachim. So the Lord says, "How long we call Asile? Omar Rabbah Dalbe, Baram Mishvitun in our suit ben Susia, he peeled the Chia." In other words, you cannot say that mocking shall be Nessa. Now let's see the Rashi. We'll skip there of this development. But I just want to follow the more according to the first Pshat. Oh, he asked for the Chalvin night. She also never be a Chaim night. That he was a day near the Gola has mother on the night. In other words, he says that the section of this development Pshat is the better Pshat. I'm not feeling called good coming dealing with Avdi. I will ask the Lila the Chibir Khan, pre-Bishkit. She shaykh in Shneid in Porach has been two sisters in Pinshah. So that's the relatively Kalpan. Clean, Bibishul. So, Dima, Cholo, like two fathers, two parents, like two sisters. So the relatively Kalpan of clean, two sisters. So, have the home of Bingosa Bibishul. We hold it together, in other words, two sisters is relatively common times. It's relatively common because it's not a machine in the marriage two sisters. Still, they possess the home of the two parents, the two sisters, the gdi and the chod, the baby of the goat, and the milk of the goat, of the mother goat, are like two sisters, like two parents, two sisters. So the relatively common times. Premise, he possesses the home of being was of Nimash together. So he doesn't know whether, so more King Shemesa, he has no behelbo. So the mother herself with its milk. So it's a mother and the child. So the milk is like a child. So the relatively homo premise certainly should be subject to the Israel of being was of home. So the Lord says, In other words, it's not that two sisters are always relatively common. In certain respects, two sisters are relatively common. Two sisters, three, have the chumre. The chumre, have a certain chumre. For example, sus ben susio, achi piodo yechir. Now let's see Rashi. Hochle amgrama mikoi di pirinu nishin, makshal zirati. Achi piodo, she yoldo so ha susio, a female horse, gave birth to a sus, to a child, and the father is a chamer. So it's a hybrid. Sus ben sisio achi pio de achiach. So in other words, if let's say you have a sus that was given birth, that gave birth to a female horse gave birth to a male, to a Zeus, in other words, the father was also a Zeus, and then the same female horse gave birth to a female hybrid, to a pill, where the father was a Hamel. So it's a father and sister relationship, clean, clean. But are you allowed to mate one and the other now? Because one is a total Zeus. In other words, the male is a total Zeus, the mother is a female horse, and the father is a male horse. And the sister is a hybrid. The sister has the mother a horse and the father a chameya. So it's in self-life. So here we have a case where the brother and the sister are a chamur. And so Sut ben Sutyach is clearly a chiyach. She also pre umuta primae. Let's say the same baby male horse is allowed to be mated. You are allowed to mate in your Kami's mother. The mother is a total horse, and he's a total horse. So the primae is cow, and pre is chamur. So in other words, so what's the pirche? What's the effect of this pirche? That pre is not always relatively chamur. Sometimes pre is relatively cow, and primae is relatively chamur. So, אבל שיחנים עשו את זה שיש אחי פילחי אשר זוכנים לפי ומתתחים להם שמרצים שנובצנו את פילחי הוסם זה רעב לפה there it's not because pre-o-a has a certain chumre in certain respect because it is the father is different it has nothing to do with the it's not the cause is not the mother the cause is the father so Also, there are people, the Kerb ben Sushiach, the Pir de Yechia, Shemut HaPrim, Pri, Biosa Prim, Ehi, Biosa Prim, Ehi, now it's in Rashi. Also, there are people after, the Yisur Lav Mishum Prim, Pri, El Mishum Pri, Im Shein E Pri. Why? Also, because there is a brother-sister relationship, not because there is a brother-sister relationship, because there is the sister is a hybrid and he has another a father of another mean of another species so you couldn't say that the brother sister relationship is the cause it's not the brother sister relationship the cause in here is in the father parent who is of another species Also, the Rabbi is full of him clean people. El Mishin Krim Shani, Prikrim, Mishin Tarabin, Shulchol, Abu Yudi, the Chalabim, Ishmael, Al Shemim, and Korakos. But for all Hasim, the daily time, Mishin Krim Kod is in the Havre, is written to Prima Im, also Prima Im Muta, the parent Ben Susie, when the male child is a hybrid, because the father of the male offspring was a Chameya, והוא הכי קליר זה, שאולי לו לשוץ יזו, אוי, בסך עשמר חמייה. So then it's all there, because you have the same father factor. So it has nothing to do with the mother factor. Oh, so then it was his, on my rabbin, you should be lima, Eved ben Shifra, אחי משחרס יחייה. Suppose you have an Eved, a child of Shifra. So he's an Eved. And then he had a sister, a biological sister, that the dog was Mishache. So biologically there is a brother-sister relationship. Now, if the sister wouldn't be Mishocher, he would be allowed to marry her. Because Eben Yachas. But since he was a Shachar,
So then he's not allowed to marry her. Not because of the Yisrael sister. Because Gershom's guy got killed on this one. And really, he's not child of the Yisrael. But because of the Yisrael of Eved. And Eved is not allowed to marry Basel. So, Eved is Shikrachim, Mishachere, Shikriach, she'll also bring to the brother and sister. He's also, even though, he's also not because of the brother and sister relationship, he's also because of the Yisrael, of an Eved, because the Bas Yisrael, Bas Chelen, then Shcheres is the Eres, the Bas Yisrael Muro. So he's not allowed to marry an Eved. We see in Dejul, in Yekodesh. So, Eved Mishkach, Mishkach, there's also a Pum Pri, a Muta Pum Rei, but Eved Muta Pum Rei, there's the Aloha, because Eved in Yachas, Shulchan Pri Machameya, a Muta Pum Rei. So the Gemara says, no, there it's not. The Chumre does not in here, in the brother-sister relationship, insofar as the brother-sister relationship is concerned in the Muta, because Eved in Yachas, so Eved Muta Pum Rei, Eved Muta Pum Rei, there is no problem. But since you need a chere, so there's a need of the Kodesh, we see a danger. So it's not a chumre that it is inherent in the brother-sister relationship, in the pre-pre. Hosom de chiro u de koko. Do eme du mishachere sachi shikri yachia. She muta prim prim vos prim. Elo ma ben baron shikamina klo yizroim yachia. She osa prim prim. Kloi zoyin shosa prim pri, in other words, kloi zoyin de chikhu, chikin adoshi, shosa uzreya zen ze, umuta uzreya kolecho din ime in akarki. So, in akarki. So, it's strange, it's all prim pri, right? So, shosa prim pri, chikin adoshi, Unita primae, so clunessa prim pri elevate. So again, it's not because of the sister relationship, of the father-sister relationship, that it's also the brother relationship. Elevate, because the kalke, because they go together, I mean, they take roots in the kalke, so it has nothing to do with the pre relationship of versus pre parent relationship. I mean, it has nothing to do. It's because only on the Zerid Karake, the Chitim and Sare Mikade, Chitim and Adoshim, Chitim and Seirim, to put in a card, in a picture, it's Muta. Now, the question is raised, what kind of a right is that? There it doesn't work. Then it doesn't move. But the answer is, you know, all the daily, years ago, except the Rabbi Zeal, I mean, I don't understand why he asked it, in the Shnas HaShmiti, you know, so all the daily, all of it, that God did his home, I mean, for the whole Israel, I mean, so no matter that, except the Rabbi Zeal, to grow hydroponics, you know, there is hydroponics. That means you can grow, you can plant potatoes and onions on a small scale, all kinds of vegetables in a pitcher of water. In a pitcher of water. You're allowed. Because that's not the karki. It's not karki. It doesn't grow from the karki. Now, I think, and the Gemara says, don't hit the disar of the kadr lenitza. So what the Gemara says, so it's a raya, that it's because of that. It's all the way of the kadr. So the question is, here it doesn't go. The kadr, when you put chitos here, when you put a wheat seed and barley seed in the kadr, and that gives rise to another grain, a hybrid. So then it grows. But when you put it in water, it doesn't grow. The answer is no. The more means even in the case where it will grow. Let's say hydroponics. Because hydroponics, It's all something. It's all yourself. When it's fly, it's wrong yourself. The culture, you cannot plan two moons of growing together. In other words, to plan, to put the seed of wheat and the seed of barley together in order to produce another kind of grain. I don't know that anything like that has ever been done. It plays a little on so we have a flavorful fruit. Originated as a hybrid, you know, from an orange and a lemon. We have all kinds of hybrids. But in grain, was anything like that done in grain? I don't know. But I'm sure it's possible. It's possible. So, I mean, there's the insert of fitting soil together with grain. So then you'll have soil, a hybrid. So suppose you want to do it because in a pitcher of water, but it will not be just a pitcher of water. It will have certain substances, certain minerals, like hydrophanics. That's because it's all something. So we see that the whole research of life's growing depends upon the mother relationship. Who is the mother? The mother is the earth, Mother Earth. There's the mother. So you see a life from the expression Mother Earth. That the earth is considered the mother to all the fruits that go out from there. It's the mother flesh, it's Mother Earth. Alright. Shibuya Maui Pinchas means, oh, the limits Elomarash. You should be coming now, Maui Clean Clean. Shahin Shneiko, Himalay Kumayim, Shahin Shink Mel. You should know him. Now we can finish the other, Hikashi, the last line, the other one. קודם נסתר בקור כמוד לך נסידי לו ונסו לבוא שנס ונמייס אבו כנולי ואין מי קומיץ מקמי בחלבים ולמי עושה סוי אגן, נסטיינס ומי עושה טובי צריך להחיס איתנו but the answer is no we don't need להחיס איתנו because according to that pshat החיס איתנו is implicit in the finish of מיקרו of the clay and the goats and lambs are one category. It belongs to the same category, there is a difference, but goats and lambs are really one meat. They're not one meat, because it is our way, they're allowed to make the goat and lamb. But since the Lissasi, they are all comprised in one category of self, and you can join the goats and lambs to the Mahdish Maisabhebe, so it's implicit in the traditional mitzvah. פריה מדברי רבי יסי קיבלו עם זאת, שאולי יסי תשובה תחסת פרדי, יחי יסי דלו נאו. I know only Russian mentioning with admiration רבי יסי קיבלו עם פשעת in two places, one here and one in service. I don't know of Russian mentioning רבי יסי קיבלו עם פשעת with admiration in any other case. I don't know. Because publicity balance is one of the machines we seldom mention marriage. So the Kashi mentions it here with the admiration and in service. Korean is dealer with the terms also, which is true, that today that is dealer with the camera, how many families come? In other words, not like the first shot, Achizidelo has reference to Paul, and Achizitano has reference to Tlay. But both to be. And that's the other one I'm talking about. She indicated and said, Ugdelos who is king of Shikon is Asho, Ugtanos who got your shalom is Asho. The high time I had in Tani Bukidulio, the Hasselu, Paul, Rochel, Mechad, and Koyin Seyre, Vashti Katori, Shri, the Hawk, Achei, said the Ocean is Asho. So she cannot be joined with other doing. It was already was included, he was already taken care of. So Achei said there is a deed, Shem is Ashkot for us. Valkoch and Mokadilo and Shem is safely out of law and the Buye, Uktanu and Mishadu Nei, Shem is Tavle, Kirobe Kol, Yisue Deir Rabbe, Nesel and Maiseh. Rashi rejects Shem's Pshat. But once we say, according to these Rishayim, mentioned the first Pshat, so, Achei Sittanot Tulei, pure the fact, So it's implicit in the field, so we call being, we don't have to have recourse to the special posse. So then the other pshat is more posse than the basic development pshat. Because the basic development pshat involves one dekha. One dekha, alright, I mean, I don't like to, I can't argue with the shame, but it involves a slight dekha. In other words, because the contra basic development pshat, the tachemsit dekha, means a goat, but it was already necessary here. So why is it? Why is it relatively humble? It's not. It cannot be joined with other birds. And I'm going because it was already joined. That doesn't make it relatively humble. All right. So is it a contrary? Is it only sharp? Is it contrary? Sharp? It's cancer. Being serious, it is humble. Yes, it is chumre. Is it a little chumre? It's not a little chumre. But a little chumre. It's against the Hasatam. So they both have the same chumre, the same chumre, I mean, both the same, except that one happened to be included in that Moshek Mezadeh, and the other one was not the same chumre. So why is one relatively chumre and the other one relatively kao? It's a deicha. So, once we mention this direct, so the first job of Rashi is much simpler, than the basic development. But Rashi likes the basic development. Why can I have to do that before the law? We can consider it. Why should I do it? 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 Why should I Ihoche Tanasim Naya is still Nana with the Kobe Pace and deny it. So Rashi explains that the whole Gemara, according to the Rashi, the Boy Kobe Pace and deny it in the Kobe and Shochem and Mishin Hutman's Nestle in the Bisho. So my Mishinich is in the Nestle in the Bisho. So Imishinich is in the Bisho. Is Nestle in the Bisho. Achis is the only coach to Maulimishachinesson Mishrike. Power to hear. Now, Power Shinners in the Boy of my son in the hear. She tells him the Boy of the Mice and Hosa Rabin has a show to them. She called us neither. So the only day I can be told shot. Why is it hollow? Why is it cow? They are both the same. One was lifting with that function, one was not. So, so I. But in serious, there is a home. So, say. My name, Shemir Chmiso, Yime, Lidia, is Nesko Yime Bibisho. So, in other words, it's Bintzias, it's Kav, because you don't have to take off my Zaveino. You don't have to take off because you took off of it. So, Bintzias, I mean, practical level, it's Kav. You have no chiyuvim anymore. So on a practical level, it's kav. So, chesi delo that was not witnessing with her, and you still have chiyuvim with her. I mean, you have to take off my sabheime. So, it's more homo. So it certainly should be subject to this. Right? Is a chesi delo more homo than
if Meiser was already taken off for Achos Gdol, so you cannot include it in the deer with ones where Meiser were not taken off?
I mean, you can't
bring it together.
Of course, you have to. It's already in Akto. You can join those who are high Meiser. Mm-hmm. So all the behemoths that were not Nichos in deer is yet a high Meiser. But those who are already in deer, so they are put on. You took off from it. You're not high by saying. Not that high by saying. So on a practical level, so it's calm, it's linear. You don't have to take off by saying. Because you already took off. So it's linear, on a practical level. Mali Mishnah, Mishnah, Paul the Fear, my question is, Baboy, my teammate,
All right, now, so we live here. It's later. Good. I'm sorry. This is the kind of tomorrow. We have to go over it, you know. It's not. There is no forest here. We cannot see any forest, but we have to go over it.